to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Oh yeah, the truth will set you free. First it'll freak you out. Lately I've been finding it in words long written down. What we need now is all those who will come alive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sally O'Courty, and I'm coming to you from an Amtrak train on the way to New York City, which is where I'm from. And I'd like to welcome our guest today, Roger Landry, to Vaccine Free America on RepublicBroadcasting.org. Roger Landry comes to us from the LibertyBeacon.com, TLB. And last time he was on, we were discussing all liberty-related issues with regard to vaccination, but we had put off a specific conversation we wanted to have on air with you for your benefit, basically connecting all the dots to what is really transpiring regarding the medical industrial complex and others with regard to your health. And so I've asked Roger to come back, and please do delineate that for you. And that's it for now. My producer is Ken, and this particular show, Vaccine Free America, is followed by Ingrid Castle's program, Immunize Wisely. I say that at the top of the show because I have to transfer trains twice, and I probably will not be back after this intro period simply because it will be too complicated. However, the stage has been set. And I welcome my guest, Roger Landry. Hello, Roger.
Sally, it is always a pleasure to do anything with you, even though you're jumping from train to train.
Okay, yeah, this is the first, but I've always dreamed about doing a radio show from a train, you know. Next we'll do it from, I'll do it for the skydiving. I'll do skydiving, a radio show from the air. Anyway, dear, I would like to embark by starting with vaccination, but as I say, I'm expecting you to connecting all the dots and revealing the hard truth that exists. Okay.
Well, Sally, the one thing I have a reputation for is saying things, shooting straight from the hip. I don't pull punches and I don't tiptoe. And you and I have known each other for many, many years, and I think you can attest to that. So, yes, we're going to do something called connecting the dots. And are you leaving us now, Sally?
I will be leaving you shortly. I will hang up now just to minimize the noise on the program. And thank you very much, Roger, for taking over. Thank you to Ken, and thank you to Ingrid in about an hour. Cheerio, my friends. Bye-bye.
All right. First off, and thank you, Ken. First off, for anybody listening, this was pretty much a last-minute thing for me as far as the total of what I'm going to be doing on this show, and I have a bit of a rough voice, so please excuse the coughing. But I can guarantee you one thing, the message I'm going to put forward is not going to be something you're going to have to fight to understand. There is nothing tough to understand about vaccines. There really isn't. The only reason that it is tough for anybody to understand something is because the information hasn't been made available to you. We have something in this country called informed consent, and no medical process is supposed to be encountered by anybody, never mind forced upon, that doesn't take this into account. What we're going to talk about is three generations of catastrophic health failure in this country. How do I know this? I was born in 1954. And when I was born into what is arguably the healthiest and the most, I don't know, fit society on the planet. And in three short generations, We also today, and Americans love being number one. We are number one at chronic illnesses in the country, I mean, on the planet. We are the most chronically ill nation on the planet. Did you hear what I just said? This is America. This is America where we outspend our closest rival as far as the money they spend on health care of their citizens, their population. We outspend them by a factor of 5, some people say even 10. But yet, you live in the most chronically ill nation on the planet. That's not a joke. And I will never say anything to you that I won't back up. And I don't challenge you to prove me wrong. I dare you to, because if you can prove me wrong, and I know quite a bit, imagine how good I'm going to feel that I actually got taught something. And yes, I will. And imagine how good you're going to feel if you teach me something. And if you find out I'm actually telling the truth, then we've all benefited, haven't we? Let's stop and consider that today the United States ranks number one in the globe, on the planet, everywhere, in autism, in diabetes, in most childhood cancers, in most elderly cancers. And I could go on and on and on. How do you explain this? How do you explain this living in what is supposed to be the wealthiest, the most technologically advanced, all the way down to and including our medicine? How can we possibly be, in anybody's mind, the most chronically ill nation on the planet? But the fact remains, we are. Okay, when I was born, the average, or if anybody even knew what you were talking about, okay, how often did a doctor run across an autistic patient? How often did a pediatrician run across a case of autism? In the early 50s, when I was born, that number, in some cases, I've been told, exceeded 1 in 30,000. Today, not too long ago, the government published figures that people like Sally and I have been discussing for years, actually about 4 years, stating that the autism rate in the United States today occurs in approximately 1 in 40 children. Actually, it's 1 in 38. And you must understand that males, suffer a rate of autism almost twice that of females. Almost, not quite. So now, I'm talking 3 generations, a little over 60 years, going from 1 in between 25 and 30,000 to 1 in 40. Actually, in male children, it's 1 in 27. Did you hear what I just said? Okay, where's the moonshot? Where is it? Where's all the money being poured into this? Where's the Marshall Plan? We're talking about going incidences of autism from 1 in possibly 30,000 or more to 1 in 27 in male children. Think of that. Where's the moonshot? Where's the Marshall Plan? We're talking about a catastrophic rise in something that literally handicaps an individual for life. And it's occurring in less than 1 in 30 male children. Why? When did all of this start? I'm making a whole lot of hoopla here. When did all of this start? How about the time we started ramping up vaccines in this country? How about cancer? Let's talk about cancer. Let's talk about cancer in the baby boomers, a generation I'm a part of, 65 years old. Let's talk about a country that suffers one of the highest levels of cancer in our elderly on the planet. Here we go again. Why? Why is it that 1 in 3 baby boomers, and it's just about reached that point, very, very close, almost 1 in 3, either suffer from or have died from cancer? Anybody know what the SP40 virus is? It's a simian monkey 40 virus. Okay, this is something that we will carry on as soon as we get to the other side. Okay, I'm not exactly sure, but I think we're about to go into a break. Remember that I had, okay, and again, when Ken pops in here, he's rescuing me because him and I are in this together to cover for Sally, and we're going to do a great job. So Ken, you pop in anytime you wish, please, okay? All right, so again, we're talking about a situation where we have gone in less than 60 years, or right around 60 years, three generations, from the sick, of the healthiest to the sickest nation on the planet. We're talking about the time when the polio vaccine went screaming across the United States. Everybody had to have it. We had to eradicate polio. What they didn't tell you was that polio had already taken a massive decline before that vaccine was ever launched. But let's give it some credit, okay? They launched this thing, all right? And not only do they have some shocking news for us, and they launched this in the late 1950s, but in 1963, they tell us they found the simian 40 virus in the vaccine, the polio vaccine that had been given to over 100 million baby boomers. Now, I actually have a video of the guy who worked on that vaccine bragging that that year America was going to win a lot more medals at the Olympics. And when the commentator who was interviewing him asked him why, he said because they've been field testing this vaccine over in Russia and all of their athletes have had it. They're all going to have cancer. This guy is admitting this on a video. And this video is probably about 40, 50 years old. Yeah. Okay. So now all of a sudden, maybe we have an answer for why we have such a high rate of cancer in the baby boomers. Maybe we understand that the SV40 virus was given to over 100 million American children. Okay. Between the years 1960 and 1963. But the CDC jumps on and they say, hey, hold on. Yes, there was an SV40 virus. We found it in 1960, but by 1963, all of the SV40 virus had been removed from the vaccines. Is anybody else listening to what I just said? Anybody? Okay. They found it in 1960, supposedly. I'm guessing it was actually found in the late 50s. But they stated it was removed by 1963. So over a three-year period, how many Americans were given a polio vaccine with a known cancer-causing agent in it? Now, before anybody out there says, oh, come on, that's tinfoil hat stuff, let's go, I don't know, two or three generations into the future. Let's talk about Dr. Thompson. Let's talk about Dr. Thompson, who is a research scientist for the CDC. Let's talk about Dr. Thompson, the whistleblower, who came out and stated that all of the information in a study that the CDC did on the MMR vaccine and its association with autism. What they found out was that African-American infant male children were at like a 220, 230, roughly, don't take me to task on the exact number, percent increased chance of autism if they got the MMR vaccine. They knew this. And the CDC went around to everybody, including Dr. Thompson, with a garbage can. They dragged it around the office and said, put all of your notes, all of your research material, everything in this can, and they destroyed it. So for 13 years now, because this all happened a couple of years ago, how many, never mind, we're talking about infant children, male children, but how many infant male African-American children, which is the hardest hit, over an 11-year period, didn't have to go through what they went through. How many? How many young male children today suffer autism that if that report was published, they never had to? So now let's go back to 1960. And I want you to tell me that what I told you about the SV40 virus and the polio vaccine, yeah, that's tinfoil hat. Because what happened then is still happening now. What we are looking at is an organization that is so out of control that covering their own butt or the butts of their masters, their puppet masters, which be, okay, yeah, Big Pharma, is the number one priority. Otherwise, how many millions of children in the last 11 years didn't have to suffer? How many? How many American baby boomers didn't have to suffer with or die from cancer because of the SV40 virus that they knew 3 years before they stated it was totally removed, that it was there? And we can go on. Believe me, there's no shortage of information. There's no shortage of material. And there's no shortage of proof. But if people like Sally and I absolutely love Sally, this is a woman who has chutzpah. She will stand up and tell you the truth to your face, and I absolutely love it. I do. As far as the vaccine issue goes, everybody who is a vaccine activist, even myself, even, you know, Sally, all of us, okay, we tend to focus a lot on the mechanism of vaccines as far as health ruination. And we should. But it's not the do-all end-all. It isn't. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about a few other components that may actually pitch into this overall scenario. Understand, okay, that the mechanisms, the adjuvants, the preservatives, the thimerosal, the aluminum, okay, we're going to revisit this. You need to understand and put a special spot in your brain for metals. And we'll get back to that. Okay? So, let's talk about the metals. Let's talk about mercury. Mercury, which is about 50% of the weight of thimerosal, is probably about the second most lethal component to human physiology naturally existing on the planet. And I think the only thing that's probably worse is ionizing radiation. Yet, it's in something that's injected directly into the body. It bypasses every form of protection the body has, with the exception of one. There's one that it doesn't bypass, okay? And that's the blood-to-brain barrier. So let's start connecting dots. Why is it it's so hard to get the fluoride out of your water, even if your neighbors and your community are up in arms? This damn hard, or almost impossible, if it isn't impossible, to get this stuff out of your water. Okay, I just got done telling you that when somebody gets an injection, it bypasses every form of protection the body offers with the exception of the blood-to-brain barrier. Now, you go home after, I don't know, doing a nice little jog, and you pour a glass of tap water and throw a few ice cubes in it and chuck it down. Okay. That's fluoridated water. In most American communities, that's fluoridated water. We're the most fluoridated society on the planet. Do you imagine that? Okay? Do you know what that fluoride just did? That fluoride just opened the blood-to-brain barrier and allowed any of those metals or whatever into the brain. Okay. Continue this on the other side. Let a light shine so
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check. But there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
All right. If you think that everything we said, and I told you about the throat and I apologize, if you think that everything we said in the first segment is, I don't know, the worst of it, or we've hit the crescendo, no. All right. What we're doing is we're just starting to plug the pieces together. All right. I just told you how fluoride fits in there. Can I explain to you that there are more studies out indicating, and there was just another one 6 months ago. Go and look on the Liberty Beacon, our flagship website. You will find it. Just put in the keyword fluoride in the search bar, hit enter, and you will have a virtual cornucopia of information. Okay, we're looking today at a situation where we have, I don't know, we have an intelligence deficit. And I'm not talking about intelligence as CIA. I'm talking intelligence as far as 1 and 1 equals 2. We are looking at the dumbing down of America, but I'm not talking about the political dumbing down of America. I'm talking about the actual physical dumbing down of America. IQ levels. Why is it that there are over a half a dozen studies published by non-government agencies and research areas just basically stating unequivocally that fluoride in the water reduces the intellect of children? Not a joke, a fact, but yet it's still in the water. Mercury in your vaccines You can't even imagine what that does. I have a video showing what happens when a tiny drop of thimerosal is put into a petri dish with live brain cells. Yes, a video of this. Watch the brain cells wither and die immediately on contact with the thimerosal. Gee, imagine that. So now we've got a connection here. We've got a connection between the fluoride, which not only lowers IQ due to its neurotoxicity, but it also opens the blood-brain barrier and allows heavy metals to cross it. Now, why am I talking about heavy metals? We know we have metals in the vaccines, as I've mentioned. We've got, you know, the adjuvants, and that's the aluminum. And we've got the mercury in the thimerosal, which is used as a, you know, something to keep it pure. Could these things be replaced with other things? Oh, yes, they could. But they're not. So let's talk about metals. I said we're going to be connecting the dots. All right. One of the first things I mentioned outside of the vaccines was fluoride. How do I connect that with the metals? I just got done telling you. It opens the blood-to-brain barrier, allowing these toxic metals across into the brain, where they immediately start to slaughter brain cells. Okay, what else? I need to explain something to all of you. Everything and anything I'm about to talk to or about can be checked out on the Liberty Beacon. That's the name of the website, .com. And all you need to do is put the title of whatever topic we're talking about in the search bar, and you will literally come up with hundreds of well-researched articles. So I'm not challenging you to prove anything that I'm going to say, and you heard this, and I'm going to say it probably again before the show's over. I dare you to, because that's the way we all get involved. If it takes a little bit of ego on your part to get you off the couch and looking, okay. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about what else. Okay, we've got the vaccines with the heavy metals in them, with the aluminum, with the mercury. We know that the fluoride allows the passage of these metals into the brain, where they immediately start to cause brain damage. How do I know these are, I don't know, neurotoxic death pills for brain cells? Gee, not too long ago, and you can probably search this on Google, there was an article published about a person, an elderly gentleman who died of advanced stages of Alzheimer's. They took his brain out and they cut it open and did a cross-section of that brain. And what they found was an inordinately large amount of neurotoxic aluminum in his brain. Well, part of that came from vaccines, I'm sure. All right, but where did the rest of it come from? Because that, all that aluminum couldn't have just come from vaccines, although they're the biggest contributors because, again, they bypass just about everything that the body uses to protect itself. So where else did it come from? Would you believe me if I told you it was falling from the sky? In metric tons? Yes, aluminum. It's falling from the sky. And no, I'm not Chicken Little. Why is aluminum falling from the skies? Aluminum is falling from the skies in nanoscience. Okay. We'll pick this up in a few minutes.
Audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media.
I think it's time we open up our eyes and our hearts. Let the light shine so bright. There's no left here in the dark.
All right. I have had a discussion with our illustrious gentleman who is taking care of me, the producer Ken, and he has told me we can run this up to the top of the hour. And the reason I want to do that is because I have a lot to squeeze into the next 25 minutes. So we're going to roll this, and I'm going to try and go at a speed where we can get it all in without saying too many things so that you become distracted because you don't understand what I'm talking about. But again, we're going to talk about things that are blatant. We're going to talk about things that you can't miss unless you're blind or unless, I don't know, you live on another planet. Or, I don't know, you're a diehard liberal who thinks that everything the government tells you is absolutely right, regardless of whether or not the proof is right under your nose. All right, I won't go off in that direction because that will take the rest of the show all by itself. So the last thing we were talking about before we jumped off on our last commercial was fluoride and the aluminum and mercury in vaccines. And I just got done telling you this stuff is falling from the sky by the metric tons. I never lie. I never bullcrap. I always tell the truth. What do I mean when I tell you that nano-sized particles of aluminum are falling from the sky by metric tons? It's exactly what's happening. The only information for geoengineering we've managed to get Over the years, we've been observing it. And anybody who looks up in the sky, when they get up in the morning and they see a huge checkerboard and they say, oh, that's natural, you're an idiot. Please stay away from me. I hope it's not contagious. Why the hell would a half a dozen jumbo jets have nothing better to do than play tic-tac-toe over your house? That doesn't make any sense at all. But what are they spraying? The answers we have been able to get is one of the main components in what comes out of those planes is metric tons of nano-sized particles of aluminum. Why? Because nano-sized particles have a very long hang time and aluminum has a very high reflectivity. So if you're trying to cool the surface of the planet, and this is what they're trying to convince us, you're up there spraying all of this metric tons, not exaggerating, of nano-sized particles of aluminum to reflect sunlight and cool the planet. Now, how many out there are so stupid that you can't understand that anything in a gravity well, I don't care if it's nano-sized or not, eventually will sink to the point of maximum gravity? It will fall to the ground. And when it falls to the ground, it falls extremely slowly because it is nano-sized particles, and you are breathing, my friend. So every time you look up in the sky and you see that crap covering your sky, and it starts out as a bunch of lines, and within a few hours, it's just a gray, putrid sky. Eventually, that stuff will settle. Now, how do I know this? Because we have people who actually, after a couple of days of that, have left bowls of water out. And after a couple of days of this fallout, they have taken those bowls of water into a chemist and had the surface skimmed and analyzed. And the main component was aluminum. And you're breathing. And you're breathing a lot. And you're drinking your your water that is full of, guess what? Yeah. And what does that do? That fluoride allows that aluminum pass the blood-to-brain barrier into your brain. Gee, why did this elderly person with, I don't know, Alzheimer's have so much aluminum in his brain? But if you think it stops there, it doesn't. Because now they've got you by sticking stuff into your body. They've got you by drinking stuff. And now they've got you by breathing stuff. How about eating stuff? Do you think maybe that too? Okay. We have metric tons of nano-sized particles of aluminum falling to the ground all across the planet. Yeah, that's not just happening in America. Although I would say from what I've seen, Europe and the United States are probably getting it the heaviest. But the whole world's getting it, okay? So you're looking at aluminum-saturated soil. Okay, why would I even say that? Aluminum-saturated soil does not exist naturally. It doesn't. Aluminum has to be processed to be that shiny metallic stuff that you see as a finished product. It's not how it comes out of the ground. So to have aluminum meaning a finished metallic product, aluminum saturated soil should be physically impossible. Okay. Unless you have metric tons of nano-sized particles of aluminum falling from the sky all across the planet, with special emphasis on the United States and Europe. Okay. You think I'm joking about any of this? Do you? Then I want you to answer me, and I've actually got the documents to prove this, okay? I want you to answer to me. Show me why Monsanto, when it used to be Monsanto and not a part of Bayer, which that's the biggest mistake they ever made, Bayer, is buying Monsanto. When they bought Monsanto out, Okay. Monsanto had already taken the steps to get a patent for seeds that will grow in aluminum-saturated soil. Regular plants don't do well in aluminum-saturated soil for the same reason your brain doesn't do well on it. So in order to grow crops in soil that is ever increasingly saturated with aluminum, processed aluminum nano-sized particles, you've got to change the fundamental DNA of the seed. Monsanto, GMOs, that's what they do. Okay, everybody, answer me a question, would you please? Why the hell would you need a patent, okay, for seeds that will grow in aluminum-saturated soil when that doesn't exist naturally? Why? Why would you spend that kind of money and that kind of research? Okay, so what I'm telling you is that the food you're eating contains aluminum and other metals, barium, strontium. Oh, there's a lot of things, different components in what falls from the sky. Aluminum just happens to be the biggest component. Okay, so now you're eating it. Now you're drinking it. Now you're breathing it. And now you're injecting it right into your body. But if you think that's it, not yet. Okay? Let's take it one step further. Actually, let me tell you about something that I think is so heinous. So heinous. It's absolutely insane. And next time you go into your grocery store, take a look at the WIC. The WIC formula. That's for the unfortunate who cannot afford it, and the government gives them, you know, so much each month in order to keep these children healthy. The WIC formula, all the WIC formulas that are allowed purchase under the WIC program, all contain aluminum in the powder as an anti-clumping agent. Now, you're taking formula home that has powdered aluminum in it to keep it from clumping, and you're giving this to an infant child with almost no blood-to-brain barrier, in which case that aluminum, once it gets into that child's brain, will immediately start to slaughter brain cells. Does anybody out there think I'm lying? Does anybody out there think I'm kidding? I'm not. I'm not. But let's take this to one more place. Not the food, not the breathing, not the drinking. Let's take this one more place, okay? How much underarm deodorant do you use, or certain other cosmetic products? Take a look at what they use in them. Aluminum, yep. And thimerosal. For all of you who think that thimerosal is only for vaccines, it's also used in makeup and other things. So when you consider that vaccines, okay, that's where people like Sally and myself focus, because this, to me, like I said, it immediately bypasses all of the systems that our bodies have put in place to protect us, with the exception of the blood-brain barrier, and then we've got the fluoride. This, nothing bugs me quite as much as vaccines. But for anybody to think that by vaccines alone, this country has fallen from grace, fallen from the healthiest and fittest nation on the planet three generations ago to the most chronically ill. But it goes even further, okay? We've talked about a lot of things here. We've talked about thimerosal, we've talked about aluminum, vaccines, geoengineering, GMOs. We've talked about a lot of things that we literally put into our body or breathe And we do this by choice in most cases, out of ignorance. Okay? Here's something we don't have a choice, all right? But here is another huge component in the health and the fertility issues in this country. And that is, electromagnetic radiation. That is EMF. That is 5G. That is, and I could go on and on. I'm going to tell you another fact right now, okay? And please go look it up. Please go look it up. Any of our children today that go through school from kindergarten to 12th grade, in 97% of our schools today, there is Wi-Fi in every single classroom. By the time these children graduate, 57% of the female children will be infertile. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Now, if we know this, which we do, because there's a study published stating that, why do we still have Wi-Fi in our classrooms? Why? Why is there still Wi-Fi in our classrooms? All right. So now we've got geoengineering, we've got Wi-Fi, or EMF, electromagnetic force, we've got vaccines, we've got GMOs. We all know Big Pharma. We're the most drugged nation on the planet, with well over 27 million American children on dangerous psychiatric or psychotropic drugs. We know all of this. All of this is focused on the United States. We are the most vaccinated. We are the most GMO'd. We are the most geoengineered. We are the most fluoridated. Prove me wrong, somebody. It is all focused on the United States. Now, let me ask you a question. You go into a war. Do you go into a war with a pistol? Or do you go into a war with a pistol, a rifle, a tank, a machine gun, an aircraft carrier, a bomber? Are you getting my idea? So why would it just be vaccines? Why? We're the sickest nation on the planet. Our fertility rate is dropping off a cliff. In 2014, the last year I could get absolute figures for this, the United States suffered a 314,000 birth deficit 1 year, 5 years ago. What do you think it is now? What do you think it is now? I had a friend of mine tell me today that, you know, we're the cowboys of the planet. They just want to get rid of us. They want to sterilize us all. They want us all to go away. I didn't laugh when he said that. I didn't laugh at all. None of it. Because I'm going to end this show with something that ought to scare the hell out of you. I spent 20 years working for the Department of Defense as a contractor. I worked for Raytheon Services Company. Yeah, that's what I did. Now, I've just got done telling you about the guy who died with all the aluminum in his brain. I just got done telling you, okay, about the aluminum in the food, the aluminum in the air. I just got done telling you about the heavy metals in your vaccines. I just got done telling you that from the time you're old enough to have formula to the time you're old enough to put underarm deodorant on, aluminum, aluminum, aluminum. Now, we've got a huge push. A massive push right now to get 5G up and running. EMF, electromagnetic force. Yeah, I was a weapons systems engineer. Okay, we won't talk about any of that. I don't want to go to jail. And besides, I haven't even been in the military since the year 2000. So most of what I know is gone by the side. But it was pretty cool back then. If you stop to consider the amount of metal in every human being on this planet, with special emphasis on the major population centers, when 5G goes up, it is going to go up in thousands of small antennas, thousands more than with 4G, and people say, why? because it's a much higher frequency. So you need more elements to push it out further, or you need more power. So a lot of little antennas are going to appear all over these cities, and they already are. As a matter of fact, there's already several cities in Scandinavia that have banned 5G because after a couple of days or a couple of months, whatever, they found out that it was literally, I mean, over time, probably ended up by doing major damage to the population. But stop and consider this, okay? You've got the Chinese who are in a huge push. They're claiming they'll have 600 million people on 5G by 2025. Okay, huge push in the United States, huge push in Canada, so on and so forth. So now you've got all of these small antennas, which you're going to need because it's a higher frequency, okay, all over the place. So what? What about that, Roger? Well, let me explain something to you. When I've got a bunch of little antennas all over the place and I'm putting a signal to each one of them, I can actually make a steerable beam by how much signal I feed to each one of those antennas. I can literally make a steerable beam. It's what we used to refer to, not quite the same, but it will help you to understand, as a phased array. You can phase a signal in one direction or another and increase or decrease the amplitude by the amount of signal you feed each one of those antennas in that small local group. All right. Let me ask you another question. When's the last time anybody listening to this took an aluminum, I don't care, any metal, aluminum, steel, whatever, knife or fork, and threw it in a microwave and turned it on? All hell broke loose, didn't it? Yep. Okay. I told you we were going to connect the dots. Okay? I told you we were going to connect the dots. The biggest common factor in everything we discussed today is aluminum. The aluminum in our food, the aluminum in our drink, the aluminum in our vaccines, the aluminum in our cosmetics, the aluminum in our baby formula, the aluminum falling from the sky, and the fluoride we drink. We've discussed all of this, all right? If you had an organization that had been running the planet for hundreds of years in the background, and every whim of theirs is what you would see cast upon the people over time, and things were done in centuries, not hours or minutes or weeks or years or months, but centuries. And this cast has decided that we're too cocky and we stand in the way. Or we need to be made an example of, because if you can take down the cowboys in America, who's going to mess with you? Okay, we're getting into the tinfoil hat wear area. But you decide if it is or isn't. I'm not going to tell you whether it is or isn't. You decide. I just told you. Everybody on this planet, unless you're doing some serious metal chelating constantly, is saturated with a metal called aluminum. There's other metals, but that's the biggest one, okay? That's the most populous one as far as stuff in your brain. Now, I also told you that 5G will allow those in control to make a steerable beam through a phased array. If you're pissed at me, really pissed at me, and I'm doing something that you don't want me to do, and you have that kind of power, what's to keep you from steering that phased array right on to me? What happens when you put an aluminum fork in a microwave? Anybody who thinks what I just said is bullcrap, stop! And think, what did I say that can't be done? 5G, already being done. Phased array, they've been doing that since after World War I. Steerable beams, Happens all the time. What did I say that couldn't be done? How much aluminum is in the brain of just about every human being on this planet? But you find that a lot more is concentrated in the bodies of those who live in large population areas, because those are the ones who conform to the vaccine. Those are the ones who conform to that. And I could go on and on. So if I'm going to control a population, let me ask you a question. Do you think the only reason why all of us, and when I say us, I'm talking about the activists that actually do the research, are dead set against 5G because it's going to give you a headache? 5G is going to sterilize you. 5G could kill you. As a matter of fact, as I said, there are already several European cities that have banned it. If 5G spreads across the planet, and you and I have not taken the time, which a vast majority of the population won't, to do some serious collating, getting rid of these heavy metals, I'm not telling you it's going to happen. What I am telling you is that it can happen. And if I can think of this, do you think that those who are evil enough to do anything, anything they wish with humanity, because we are merely their puppets? Look, for everybody out there listening, do I think that everything is, I don't know, useless, that we just crawl in a hole and die? Absolutely not. Are there things we can do? Yeah. We can stop the vaccines. We can stop the geoengineering. We can stop the 5G. We can stop the aluminum in the infant's formula. We can stop a lot of this stuff. We can get the damn fluoride out of our drinking water. Anybody who listens to this show and doesn't walk away with the slightest bit of panic, you're an idiot. Because nothing I've said is wrong. Nothing I've said is a lie. Nothing I've said is based on the air. It's all based on fact. When's the last time you saw the United States in such a hubbub as it is right now? Politically and health-wise, we're on our knees, people. Take a look around you at the country when I was born, everybody on the planet looked up to. Now we're the sickest. Now we have this huge political turmoil. Now we have children whose IQs don't even compete with other first world nations anymore. They don't. And it's not because our kids are just dumb. It's all they have. Thank you for listening. And Sally, I hope I did you proud.
I want to thank you, Roger Landry. Hi, sweetheart. Thank you so much for entertaining and educating, more than entertaining, our audience at Vaccine Free America. Everybody, please tune in to Immunize Wisely with Ingrid Castle coming up next. Thanks again. TheLibertyBeacon.com, Roger Landry.
Thank you, Sally. I appreciate the time. And Ken, both.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This